makikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon, fresh na fresh, mula sa Sinag Maynila Festival, si MVP, si Matthew Victor Pastor. Magandang araw, Matthew!
Hello!
Salamat sa panahon mo. Alam kong medyo kakarating mo lang galing Manila. Kamusta ang naging karanasan mo sa Manila?
Ah, it was amazing. A lot of different responses to the film. Screened for over about a week or so from the 7th to the 15th at SM Cinemas. Wide varying audiences of different ages, and we bagged an award also.
So. I know, congratulations. Best sound.
Yeah, best original score by Fergus Cronkite, my childhood friend, and his name is not actually Fergus, but you know.
You call him Fergus.
We call him Fergus, yeah.
So, Melodrama Random Melbourne. Napakahabang title.
It's a sentence, yes. It's a bit of a tongue twister.
Ito ay a second of a series that you're doing on life as a Filipino or the Filipino identity, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Filipino-Australian trilogy. I think it deals with issues, widely ranging issues. The first one was I Am Jupiter, I Am the Biggest Planet, which was a VCA graduation film, which won Best Director at VCA. And
I know, congratulations too.
Thank you. And that film was about, it took place in the red light district of Manila. And it was a very intense look at certain race and gender dynamics.
It was something very familiar because I watched I Am Jupiter, I'm the Biggest Planet. It was something very familiar to me growing up in the Philippines that you would normally see in the red light district. And when you were filming that, was it something that you also saw?
Yes, very much the dynamic. I think it's a very universal dynamic across Southeast Asia, and a very obviously there's hope in that dynamic because people believe people are going to be, you know, maybe Westerners can save them from their situation and all that. There's obviously some glimmer of hope in that, but I like to look at the whole picture, and also through the silence in the film, which the film is a silent film, and in that sense we see the struggle of the mother through the narrative.
While I was watching the film, I didn't realize it was a silent film until a few minutes into it.
Well, that's good narrative. I mean, like, that's good.
Hindi siya nagsasalita.
Yeah, well, we normally talk a lot more than that. Yeah. Where are the words?
And then after a few minutes I got it, and then nakita ko yung relationship ng power between the two. So the Western and the Asian.
Yeah, Western man.
Asian woman.
Yeah.
And then the Asian woman finds her agency. She finds somehow draws strength from somewhere and she's able to move on to the next.
Yes. And then we take the next film is Melodrama Random Melbourne, where what happens to the kids of this dynamic? 20 plus years later, we have a feminist Filipino documentarian making a film about the Filipino bride phenomenon in Australia. And around her, all these different stories, all set in the Melbourne CBD, and varying different people of Asian descent. And how does race and gender, all intersect? And that's the film.
That's a very heavy topic.
Yes, I think we should be making heavy topics.
What did the Filipino audience have to say?
I can get a best of negative reviews or positive ones too.
I saw one negative one.
I've seen some very negative ones. But some people have said, for example, here, someone said, how does one make a discussion about the Filipino diaspora by busting out the good old karaoke machine. That's how. And because the film's a musical, that's why we won Best Soundtrack. You know, it's got a punk soundtrack with lyrics through the whole film.
But isn't that a huge part of the Filipino diaspora, even here in Melbourne?
Yes, that's why we put it in Glorious Cinema Oki. And I think that's a positive one. But then on the negative side, we have someone wrote, should I be reading negative things? Or this one is, the film can be read as a whole, as a metaphor to the confused identity of selected memories that come with being away from your roots and tracing it back again. It may work for some, but the messy direction didn't work at all. And I think that's what it is, being messed up in the West. I mean, I'm messed up, and I know a lot of Asian, Filipino Australians that are messed up, and the narrative is born out of that, so it is going to be messy.
Because I think the person that said that critique was looking from a line where that person just knew growing around Filipino culture.
Yeah.
So I think in a way it's not a negative, but I think it's an honest observation of what he's seen or she has seen and has never seen before.
And Filipino Australians are creating their new identity. And I think my films are always going to be just down the line splitting people, because I think that's what we are doing. We're creating discussion. We're creating identity. The Filipino Australian film in the context of film doesn't really exist yet.
Yes. It's something that's going beyond the stereotypes. You agree?
Yes, yes. And I think in the Philam community, there are films exploring these stories. I mean, Lav did, was it Batang West Side, you know?
Ages ago,
yeah,
I think,
a lot. Yeah. And there's great movies like exploring that. But I think in Australia, for the most part, Filipino filmmakers haven't gone and done that yet.
And this is something I think that you are very brave to do, confronting your issues personally and as a community as a whole, with when we were talking earlier, as someone who is growing to have like a third culture.
Mm, yes. I think actually, funnily enough, because the trilogy, I would say, is very angsty. Whereas I've made another film called Repent or Perish, which is an LGBT film about, you know, a Filipino in Australia dealing with the family. If the whole family... you know, if the country has voted yes for same-sex marriage, but what happens to the Filipino in the context of that? And it's kind of a love story, very different to my other work. So I think as I age, I'm 29 now, my films are going to get more and more, I think, show different, very varying different sides of the issues and the identity in Australia.
Ano yung feeling na umuwi ka and then nakita mo yung Filipino side, pure Filipino side?
It was... Honestly, I felt so much less anxiety. I loved it. I mean, I went in being really nervous. I went in thinking, oh, my story's not valid. This is not, you know, and that, I think those are natural anxieties as a young filmmaker, still finding his voice and figuring it out. But by the, when I got there, the amount of love I felt and how welcomed I felt and the great films that were there too, all exploring different sides of the story from there were films about poverty and films about... there was an LGBT film that actually won, Tale of the Lost Boys. They were just, and it was set in Taiwan. And, you know, it was a diverse story about different aspects of where, you know, Filipinos are all over the world, you know. There's so many different stories. And I felt like I was contributing to the whole overall, you know, the wide growing story that's happening.
No umuwi ka, sinalubong ka ba ng mga relatives mo?
Oh, I met up with my cuz. Yeah, I met up with Jan. Tito Jun, who drives people in the Philippines. He was out in Angeles doing the driving. He couldn't make it to back in time. But I met up with his son, and he came to a screening, and we went out and had a San Mig.
Yes. So alam mo na yung San Mig.
Yes, and I had a lot of Jollibees. We went to McDonald's after because the Jollibee closed down nearby. We're upset.
But you had Jollibee.
Yes, of course I had Jollibee.
You'll never be Pinoy if you don't have Jollibee.
I put on like 10 kilos.
So na feel mo yung tender loving care ng mga Pinoy.
Yes.
And the hospitality.
And the next step would be getting my mother to go back, who hasn't been back in over 20 years. I was showing her photos and I was telling her like, I think it's time to go back. And she said, next year, I'll make the way out.
Maybe sa susunod na part ng pelikula mo, sa trilogy mo?
Yes, maganda.
So maganda?
Yes, maganda.
Yun ang pangatlong pelikula sa trilogy mo ng Jupiter, Melodrama of Melbourne,
yep.
At maganda.
Yes.
So sa maganda ba ang ending?
Okay. That's a good question because the film, it goes... very in-depth into some themes that are really dark. It goes into internalized racism. It goes into the conflict between being an artist in the Filipino culture and the questions that we're raising.
So this is all about your experience and your thoughts.
I wouldn't say 100% my experience, but after spending a lot of times on the internet and forums, you read a lot of different sides to the story. And I think, yes, the main character is a filmmaker, and yes, I play him, but it's definitely...
Wow, so lead role ka?
Yes, I played the lead role, the struggling Filipino-Australian filmmaker who is...
Maganda.
Yes, yes, yes. But ostracized by everyone too.
All right, hanggang sa susunod na kwento. Maraming salamat, Matthew Victor Pastor. At congratulations, Melodrama Random Melbourne.
Thank you so much.
Ibahagi bahaging yung sa loobin at tasahin ang podcast na ito sa iTunes. Makakatulong ito sa iba na mahanap kami.